There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on the hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. That's well worth the price of admission, believe me. My guest, my next guest, this is a very storied individual. As a tactical instructor, he has a resume, in his words, that a lot of today's rock stars would gut their mothers for. He's been on TAC TV and with Silent R Productions, TAC TV, Tactical Impact, Tactical Arms, all on the Sportsman's Channel. A career-long special operations operator in the American military, back and forth. It was really groovy cool to do it. He's a year and a half younger than me, which means I finally found a tactical instructor I can completely and totally respect and at the same time call him Junior. I'm joined today for the first time by Larry Vickers. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing okay. Now, I got a question for you. I saw this video the other day where somebody challenged you to hold a chopped down M60 and said, can you hit five targets with 50 rounds holding the trigger down one time? And you acted like that was a challenge for you.
Well, it was my crew. My director brought that up.
Yeah?
Which is cool because he's always trying to think out of the box and stuff that would look cool. It doesn't always jump my head. He actually is the guy that gets a lot of credit for a lot of the different videos we've done that have been very popular. And he said, hey, do you think you can do that? And I said, yeah, I think so. I go, it's stupid. It's a Hollywood movie stunt. But do I think I can do it? Yeah. So we just did that on a whim. That whole thing was filmed in 15 minutes. Set up the target, talked about how far away we were going to be, how much ammo I was going to have and all that. And that was a one-take deal. And I honestly, when I said I had no clue on how it was going to go, I had no clue on how it was going to go. I really just, you know, because I had never shot an M60. Or any other belt fed one handed in a, you know, unarmed or underarmed tuck for a 50 round burst. So I had no earthly idea on how that thing was going to shake out. And I was, much to my surprise, watch the video again, you'll notice that I got the first three hits relatively quick. And that's when it dawned on me, oh man, I might be able to pull this off. So I actually really bared down for the second two targets and was able to pull it off. So.
Well, you
basically, as you saw it.
Well, you did it like a boss, but I mean, I did notice in the slow mo replay that the belt got away from your hand that you were trying to feed it with.
Oh yeah,
and that's a common occurrence. How much did that one weigh?
You know that's
that weight. Was a chop down.
Yeah, E6. I want to say they're right around 18 pounds. And what I found was the balance point of the gun, the weight, you know, the balance point of the gun is forward. So really, it was not that hard to balance the gun when the gun was firing. So the weight, that's why at the very end you saw, you know, as the last round was fired, I actually almost fell forward just a slight amount, and that's why.
Now, with some of the videos you make with Vickers Tactical, you do some stuff that obviously, like you said, your crew puts this together and everything. But really, truly, when it comes, you're really a very no-frills instructor, aren't you?
Say again, Bill.
When you're doing a video or something on your Vickers Tactical channel or something nowadays, some of the videos that you're doing are obviously put together for you by your crew, but as far as the challenges put to you. But really, truly, at the end of the day, you're a very no-frills instructor, aren't you? You could make a phone call right now and call anybody and say, I want a Glock built out that, I want it to shoot with me just thinking about it. I want it to have a Lucky Astrology mood watch on it, and I want it to have a beer bottle opener on it. And somebody would build that for you, and you basically shoot a fairly stocked gun on everything you do.
Oh, absolutely. I learned from my buddy Ken Hackathorn, who's been a friend of mine for forever, and he's kind of my mentor in the training side of the house and all things in the gun industry. You want to shoot a gun that the students can relate to. If you show up as an instructor and you're shooting a radically tricked out firearm, it kind of sends a message to the student of, hey, I need, in order to perform, you know, I need to have a tricked out gun in order to be able to get the job done, which really is not true. In most cases, you know, firearms, they're either usable out of the box or with slight modifications are perfectly usable for their intended task, and I've always kind of subscribed that. So I generally use guns that are more no-frills guns. I mean, they're not bone stock. At the same time, they're not tricked out to the extreme. In any given class, open enrollment class, I'm going to have one of the more basic guns there, and I'll use that as a teaching point on a regular basis. Like, hey, guys, look at my carbine or look at my pistol and look at some of yours. This is called a clue. half of what you guys got on your gun, you really don't need it. And in some ways, it's actually hindering you, and then some modifications are frankly downright dangerous in the real world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you have a lot of aftermarket parts for Glock, and when I look at the aftermarket parts that you sell and advocate putting on your Glock, this is really, if Glock had a modification house, if they had a special build house, your parts are really what they would be using, wouldn't it? I mean, this is something that the factory would do if they thought it out a little better.
Absolutely. That's spot on. Well said. It's all no-brainer stuff, you know, for their Glock perfectionists. And it all came about from me teaching students using the Glock, because it's the most common handgun in my classes by far. So I'm like, well, I'm going to be shooting Glock. So I start shooting the Glock in, you know, my class, and I start realizing, wait a minute, there's some real obvious deficiencies here. And I remember making comments to students, well, somebody should do this, somebody should make one of those. And after a while, I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do it. And the first product we launched was the Gen 3. We didn't call it Gen 3 at the time because there was no Gen 4, but the what we now know is the Gen 3 MagCatch, which, you know, is reverse compatible to Gen 1, 2, or 3 Glock. And that was the very first product we launched. Then we did the slide stop, and it just kind of rolled from there. But they're all stuff, like you said, that's just common sense modifications. They're everything they need to be and nothing they don't.
Right. Just drop in parts that do have more function than the ones that are placed.
Correct. Bingo.
Bingo. I saw the video where you were with a Glock instructor down in Smyrna. And how much did you slow down for that? It just sort of seemed like you were... Now, either you were deliberate on purpose, which I completely understand, because hits count, not how fast and flashy you are. But were you slowing it down or anything just for the filming or something? Because you can jack up the game if you need to.
Well, yeah, but the reality in the real world is, and I tell my students this in every class, the only way to guarantee a successful conclusion of a gunfight in your favor are accurate hits on target. And that's it.
Yeah.
So accuracy is always king. And on top of that, no one's ever going to have to tell you to shoot faster in a gunfight. So speed is not going to be an issue. Generally, somebody's going to shoot as fast as they can. The accuracy is going to be the problem. So I always try to make that to where, you know, even when I'm filming, teaching, whatever, I can certainly go faster, but I don't want to do it at the expense of a reasonable degree of accuracy. And because that's kind of my motto, and then I'll obviously want to set a good example and kind of show that through everything I'm doing. It's very easy, and I mean, Lord knows TV people do it all the time. You know, they'll show somebody blazing away, and they'll never show the target. And
yep.
they
Hang on for me.
On a reg. I've been told that numerous people. You're one of the few people that actually show the target hit.
Yeah. Hang on for me. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with you.
You got it.
From Vickers Tactical, Larry Vickers, on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance. Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Only thing I wear, only thing I run, inside the waistband, outside the waistband, on my chest, across my head, wherever. It's going to fit. Check them out. My guest this hour from Vickers Tactical. This guy was actually a contemporary of mine when I was in the military. He joined before I joined. Stayed in after I got out. But he and I were actually in the military at the same time in different places. And I'm joined by Larry Vickers from Vickers Tactical. Your friends used to make fun of me whenever I go to school in Bad Tolls when I was in Germany. Yeah. They would make fun of me back then. Anyway, one of the things, what do you think about the military? Because you made a statement the other day that if you shot what you really wanted to shoot all the time, you'd only shoot an M4 and a Glock. And
well,
I look at the M16. Now I've got an M14, and it's a heavy beast, and not everybody can run around with one of those things. And for a weapons platform, I never found the M16 as I used it back in the 80s. When did the M4 come on play? Because they never fielded it when I was in.
Yeah, well, really, what I meant was, based on the guns I see in my classes, all I would ever end up shooting, you know, if I shot the most common gun from my class, pistol and carbine, it would be a Glock and an M4 probably till eternity. After a while, that gets a little old. But there's no getting around it. Those are the two universal pistols, universal pistol and universal carbine. Really, the CAR-15 was the predecessor to the M4, where you really saw it. You know, Vietnam era, but there's a big disconnect from Vietnam to when you started seeing it in the 80s. Delta was the first one that picked the CAR-15 back up when everybody else was still using the MP5 within the special operations community and in the U.S. military. They started using the CAR-15, and then one thing led to another, and it really led to, in early 90s, the M4 becoming the de facto primary carbine for special operations, and it just kind of grew from there. I support the theory, and the reason why is real simple. If you look at what a 5.56 carbine brings to the table, performance-wise, it better fit the M4 envelope versus an M16. An M16 is, for all intents and purposes, a full-size rifle, you know, 20-inch barrel, whatnot. It's a full-size rifle. But yet, it doesn't have the performance per se befitting of a full-size rifle, in my opinion. I think when you think of a 5.56 and what it brings to the table, a carbine-style package like an M4, which is a very effective weapon out to 200 meters or so, is really an excellent choice, and that's been proven over time. I mean, it continues to be used within those communities, and actually use and popularity have done nothing but grown, and that's one of the main reasons why. Very, very effective weapon from arm's length to 200 meters.
Well, let me ask you, the question I was leading up to, though, is for some reason the military keeps wanting to look for the next gun,
mm-hmm.
for the long gun. And, I mean, some of the candidates that get out there, these look like extremely complicated pieces of machinery.
Yeah, and the reason being, Bill, is they're always you know, it's the nature of the beast in the military is they're trying to apply a hardware solution to a software problem. Instead of actually going out and conducting quality marksmanship training and taking the time to bring the average shooter up to a better level marksmanship-wise, they try to find a hardware solution to where they can handle it to a minimally trained individual, and you know, a soldier with minimal training, and enhance his hits on target, you know, with burst device, you know, counter recoil mechanisms. They're looking at different ways, and that all brings complexity to the table. The reality of it is, it's kind of the thing that the people that are dialed in on the inside of the training industry knows. You'd be much better off and be much farther ahead across the board with using the gun you got and just going out and applying that same exact money for better training. And you bring the skill of the soldier, and that in itself has a trickle-down effect, train-the-trainer type thing, and it has a trickle-down effect.
you bring the skill of a soldier up such that, you know, it really answers the mail a lot better than trying to find a hardware solution that gets you better hits on target that really, you know, is the wrong way to go. And U.S. military's they've been doing this stuff for, you know, since Christ was a corporal.
I know.
And it's not going to change. It's not going to change. They're going to continue to do it and waste money and whatnot.
Well, the thing I found, though, is what you see is in a group in the groups like Delta that you were a part of and the SEALs and everything else. In their specialized missions, they get some of these newfangled toys that have this and that and everything on it, like I was talking about a mood watch and all this other junk. And they make a demand to go to, you know, bring back this platform and let's tweak this like they did with the M14. Mm-hmm. After they got into the sandbox and you know the M4 the M16 platform, that development wise that really came alive in 2005 after the assault weapon ban ended and people could actually develop things, and all of the development that has happened with the platform, the shortening, the lightening, the quad rails, the all the ergonomics and everything, that's come from the combat situation. So my guess, my biggest question with the powers that be would, and I presume that they look at people like you and ask your opinion about that.
In theory, some of the better stuff and the more dialed in companies, they're tapping into people like me and others who've got experience. But there's just as many, if not more, companies that are kind of, you know, winging it and bringing out, you know, a lot of junk. For every good accessory for the M4 carbine you have on the market, you've got, you know, 9 out of 10 items are absolute trash. And I see it in every class. There's tons of stuff on the market that has no business being on a gun in any way, shape, or form. So that's the byproduct. And unfortunately, it kind of comes down to the end user to be able to figure out what's good and what's bad. And then the way you do that, when you educate yourself, it's easier to educate yourself than ever before now. I mean, you got shows like, you know, this, you got the internet, you got TV shows, you got all kinds of stuff, forums where you can educate yourself. But even then, you got to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff, but also you go out to 10 training classes and kind of figure out what makes sense and what doesn't. And that's why I tell students, when you come to classes, you'll find out more about what doesn't work here than what does work. Because inevitably, guys, when they show up the first few times, they'll be trying out a piece of kit, you know, in the first half hour. They go, well, this is worthless.
Just throwing it, but yet, it to the
somebody
side.
Somebody took the time to develop it and put it, bring it to market and all that jazz. So, yeah, to answer your question in a short way, yes, the more doubting companies are definitely happening to people like me and others with appropriate background and bringing stuff to market. But there's many, if not more, that are not doing that.
Going on break again, you hang on another time for me, if you will. I want to talk about the tactical sling that you designed that I run.
Okay.
We'll be right back on a Thursday with my guest, Larry Vickers from Vickers Tactical. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. That's all I run. Go check them out. My guest this hour from Vickers Tactical is Larry Vickers. I really became aware of you when I was when Blue Force Gear was a sponsor of mine, and you have at Blue Force Gear, that's where your sling is, your 2-point sling.
Yep.
Now, in the time that you and I were in the military with Delta, see what I would do when I was in the military in the '80s. I would take my parade sling off of the gun, and I would loop and put it around. The buttstock where it's hitting the lower receiver, and I'd put it around the back end of the front sight, and then I'd have something sort of hanging off of me, sort of like what your 2-point sling became. Of course, it wasn't adjustable. It actually sort of, was quite, but at least the gun was hanging in the right position. So when in development, I mean, was this something that you, when you were in Delta, you were saying, this is no way to carry a gun in combat? I mean, how did you come up with that?
Yeah, when I first started there, I mean, everybody was rigging up all kinds of stuff. I mean, we had guys, doing all kinds of stuff, stuff they made, homemade, yada, yada, yada. So I got there later 80s, and we had not had this, gear explosion, which has happened you know, since 9/11. I mean, we're still 10 years out on that. But I remember once again visiting my buddy Ken Hackathorn. He showed me a plane from a friend of his. And it had a adjustable two-point feature. It was, I don't know that I'd say it was quick adjust, but it was adjustable. So I went, that looks pretty cool. He gave me one, tried it. I used it for the longest time, really liked it. But then over time kind of started realizing, you know, great concept, but it needs refinement. And it wasn't until I actually got out of the military, believe it or not, and I ran into Ashley Bernstead at Blue Force Gear down in the class in Savannah. And at that time, I vaguely knew of Blue Force Gear. They'd only actually been in business a couple of years. I remember seeing a real small little booth or little table section they had at SHOT Show one year. And then he introduced who he was, and I saw the quality of the products. And right off the bat, I was blown away by the material quality, the attention to detail, the stitching. I was blown away. Still to this day, I don't know of anybody that uses better quality materials than Blue Force Gear on their slings and whatnot. I mean, when you look at the stitching and the materials they're using, I still don't know anybody that's doing better. And we got to talking. He goes, hey, I know you're a two-point sling guy. He goes, I'd love to work something out with you, see what we can do. And he goes, I don't have a good two-point. He goes, I've got one in my lineup. It's not really that great. I go, well, yeah, cool. And I gave him one of the ones that, you know, I've been using. And I said, you know, this is the concept of use, but it needs refinement. It needs to be taken to the next level. And we got talking back and forth, and some people were like, you can do one on your own. But my gut feeling, I just had a little gut feeling and say, man, I want to try this guy out. You know, I want to try out Ashley and Blue Force and just see how this goes, because I just got a good feeling here. I got a good vibe. I think this guy is committed to quality. I think he wants to do things the right way. And we had, like, if memory serves me correct, two or three prototypes, and then he sent me one in the mail. And I got it, and I saw it, and I called him to me, and I said, this is it. And I knew right then, as soon as I'd seen it, we'd nailed it. And it is basically the sling as you know it today is still that same one with very, very minor tweaks. A few little minor things.
And it's designed to go on the side. It's designed to be side-mounted. It's not a parade sling. Yeah.
Right, it's not a parade sling. You know, the Marine Corps now uses it as its recommended standard issue sling for the entire M16 family. It's one of those things that everything it needs to be and nothing it doesn't. And, of course, as we know, in this country, no good deed goes unpunished. Now we've had a number of, you know, people rip off our design.
Yes.
You know, even some big name companies have done some stuff that I frankly was rather shocked at, that have ripped off. And that's just a classic case of, you know, if you can't, you know, beat them, let's rip them off.
Well, see, the thing about your collaboration with Blue Force Gear, though, that I noticed, and I don't know if you've ever thought of it this way, Blue Force Gear in tactical nylon is really different from most of the tactical nylon purveyors. They've gone for lightweight, space-age design and everything. And you being from my generation, you know, people would look at you and me if we're standing there, they don't know who you are. For example, nobody's going to know who I am, but if they don't know who you are, they're going to be looking at us and saying, look at those two old white guys that own guns. But we are considered the old guard. But when you hooked up with Blue Force Gear, you were really bridging a gap between gun culture 2.0 and us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're very much, I mean, there's a lot of swagger to Blue Force Gear. There's this is not like and I can name a lot of tactical nylon companies out there, but nobody's doing what Blue Force Gear does. And when you would go around traveling, you were going out and hanging out with Blue Force Gear Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bunch of salts with scars and a circle of ears around their neck going, yeah, I light my cigarettes on my chin. You know, it was. What is she, 20 something? How old is she?
Oh, late 20s, I think.
Yeah, and so, I mean, your approach to it and everything, even though you've been copied heavily, and yes, you have, you were first, and you were first with a company that I still don't think they have completely caught hold yet. I mean, they're gaining a little momentum, but I don't think they're what they're going to be yet. I think they've still got a lot of growing to do, and when they're going to dominate.
Yeah, they will be the first one to admit, and we all are, that, you know,
they've put a lot of emphasis on building a better product and building an innovative product and something that really brings something new and unique to the table, and not as much emphasis on marketing. Whereas there's companies who do exactly the opposite, and many that are much better known to the masses of Blue Force gear that do exactly the opposite. They spend a ton of money on marketing with, frankly, a C-minus product. But eventually, and the one thing I do want to clarify, I came on board and got hooked up with them when the slings were really what they did, and then the gear stuff came later.
Yeah.
So that's how that shook out. The slings were primary at the time, and they're still primarily a sling company, but they're doing gear that's growing by the day. But that's really how that works. They're really putting their nose to the grindstone to bring up lighter, innovative stuff, and learning the marketing pieces. We all do as you go.
Well, the one thing I notice about slings is that the slings, even though with their helium whisper attachments and all their other space age stuff, the slings still remain pretty basic. They're modified. They have changed with the times and everything, but they're not going into. The one I have that's one of your slings, it will break down and pull apart. It's got quick detach clips on it or attachments.
Yep.
And I can take it to a single point sling if I want to swing that way.
Yep.
And then I can bang on my already bad shot 54-year-old knees, and that's exactly what I was hoping for when I was running up and down
the range. Complexity is the enemy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You don't need to make gear or guns or anything complex just for complexity's sake. That's exactly the opposite of what you want to do.
Coming up on the last break, you can find Larry Vickers at Vickers Tactical. That is the gateway. He is so I don't know how you had time to be with me. I'm very, very much enjoying it, but you got a lot of oars in the out of the boat there. You hang on one more time for me. I'm going to start leaning more on this type of instructor, folks, simply because his pedigree I'm aware of. I rubbed shoulders with some, not many. We weren't bar partners or anything, but from time to time. And, I look back at that, and I just feel the authenticity of it all. In any event, we'll be right back on a Thursday with my guest, Larry Vickers from Vickers Tactical. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up soon at TAC TV, there will be this new series coming out where Larry Vickers and I will be the video stars, and it will be called Hi, I'm Larry Vickers, and I'm with Stupid. what? Well, I just I like to have a little fun here and there, Larry. You do, too. I mean, I've seen that in you and everything. One of the things I saw this video and this sort of drove home. But when you're making a video, some of these videos that you're making is really to get people interested in shooting, isn't it? It's some stuff that you would never do or never. Well, maybe you might consider it if it was necessary. But some of the stuff is actually proof of concept, like the 10 millimeter, 300 millimeter, mm-hmm. or 10 millimeter Glock. Mm-hmm. 300-meter shot.
Correct.
And is that just to entice people to get out there? Is this to encourage people to go out and train and give them some other way of doing it besides just standing in a lane and filling a magazine and shooting at a piece of paper?
Correct, yeah. It's no different than, you know, some of the basketball player trying to, you know, a basketball shot from the, you know, full length of the basketball court or something like that. It's just to get attention to the activity and hopefully get people involved and show what can be done when, you know, you have the right equipment and the right skill.
I'm being asked in the chat room by an Appleseed instructor, when you're seeing somebody in one of your classes and they've got something, what is something that somebody might have on their gun that would be considered downright dangerous?
I generally try to, you know, I do self-defense training, obviously, and I look at everything from a self-defense point of view, and I look at modifications or things that you go, wait a minute, would this guy really, if he had to grab this thing in the middle of the night, would he want this on his gun? It could be an optic that's inappropriate for the given task. It could be a weapon modification that's inappropriate for the given task. It could be a trigger that you like. There's three gun triggers out there that are horrendously light, and if you grab the gun in the middle of the night, that's not going to work. Or another one, perfect example, you know, a muzzle compensator, which might be great on the range or great in a three-gun match, but at night, is going to have excessive concussion and muzzle flash. He's going to blind you if you have to trigger off a round. So those are examples of things I might see and go, wait a minute, what's this gun really being used here for? And if they go, well, it's just a range toy, I'd be like, yeah, okay, cool, but you're really kind of in the wrong class with that. I explained to them why a range toy isn't necessarily what you want to grab, and, you know, when things go bump in the night.
The whole one of the things I really don't like is shooting beside somebody with another AR.
Oh, with
and he's got a 3-port compensator on the gun, because it's, especially if I'm on the right side, because I'm catching the brass.
Yep.
And the concussion.
The analogy I use, it's like somebody hitting you upside the head with a badminton racket.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I agree. And now it's so stupid, Bill. Now they actually have sleeves that they'll slide on over them. They make a sleeve that'll slide on over them that diverts the concussion and the blast down range. So now you've got this, you know, now you've added weight to the muzzle. It's kind of like, how stupid can this get?
Like the Fur Friends unit. Well, I mean, you know, when I was in the military, the A2 cage, which I don't particularly like the A2 cage. It's a 5.56. I know it doesn't need a lot of softening or anything else, but something that can lessens the concussion on the left or right, I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm not too worried about suppressing light, because, you know, at night, if something bad starts to happen, I don't know that muzzle flashes are going to be something I'm going to be able to prohibit. I just don't know.
Well, the only thing is, good flash suppressors are very effective, and good muzzle compensators are very effective at what they do. Then they're diametrically opposed. A good flash suppressor virtually eliminates all flash. A really good compensator, based on how it works, enhances flash. So that's the stuff you got to take into account before you grab a gun for self-defense purposes.
You probably don't own any Glocks that have a C on the end of the number, do you? Any compensated or
report? Actually, I do.
Oh, do you?
A Glock 18 C, I sure do. Yep. Another, you know, worthless gun, but cool gun, but worthless. It's fun to shoot. It's one of those things you bring out once in a while and you let people shoot it for fun, but it's just, they're utterly worthless handguns. Or machine pistols, really.
Now, I try to tell people this all the time, and I get asked from time to time, Bill, don't you want to own an automatic weapon? There are uses for an automatic weapon. I'm curious as to how Delta did it, but when I was in the military and when I was in these forward deployed units in the mech infantry and everything, semi-auto ruled, because we were trying to discriminately shoot people and not just spray and pray.
Correct.
And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a good semi-automatic AR-15, if it doesn't ever shoot fully automatic, I couldn't care less. I'm buying the ammo nowadays. That's a lot of money going down the drain.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
So as far as when you guys were doing it, were you that discriminatory about what you were trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, shore-fired weapons, your individual carbine would always be used on semi. We never really used it on full auto at all.
Right.
The only thing that was really full auto were crew-served or belt-fed sustained-fire weapons. That was it. Correct.
You've done some things away from the M4, AM16, AR platform with the AK.
Mm-hmm.
You've made it sort of cool to get in with the AK, and you've dispelled a bunch of notions and myths about it by showing, once again, if you get into that whole fundamental thing about hitting what you're aiming at. Do you have a lot of students that show up with AKs?
Yeah, in any given class, I wouldn't say a lot. Now, I do an AK class generally once or twice a year. It makes for a great one-day class if you've got students that already have some, you know, carbine fundamentals. But, I'll have every couple classes, I'll have somebody show up with an AK. And then I'll kind of run through, you know, what it takes to keep that gun running. I'm very much one of the old-fashioned guys that feels like, hey, it's the primary weapon of our, you know, enemies. So it's something you need to know how to use. It's also a fascinating gun. And there are an unbelievable amount of variants out there, which if you're a gun guy, you know, guys like me find very interesting. So it's a real interesting platform from that point of view. A lot of myths out there about it. Underrated gun, and in some ways an overrated gun as well. But yeah, I like shooting AKs. One of those things, would it be the first gun I grab? No, but would I feel comfortable if I grab one? Oh yeah.
Which caliber do you prefer? Do you prefer the 7.62 or the 5.45?
I really don't know. I guess for what I'm going to use an AK-4, probably 7.62x39. But that doesn't mean that I would feel inadequately armed with 5.45. But if I had my druthers, it would probably be 7.62x39.
We got a couple of minutes left. You got anything coming up that people need to be watching out for?
We have more videos coming on YouTube, full30.com, and my Facebook page. We filmed some really cool guns recently. The M60E6 was a good taste of that. We got more videos coming. We got classes coming up. You know, just keep plugging away with the same stuff I got going on. VickersTactical.com is the place to go to see all that stuff. So,
Larry just put out this video about the fact that he's in his 50s. He spent a year of service jumping out of planes that were running. They're still running. He jumped out of them anyway. And people were asking questions about, why is Larry overweight? And Larry made a video saying, why I'm fat?
Yeah,
and
check that out.
That's a dose of reality. When I was in the military, nobody was built like they were Mr. Olympia. We were in shape. Yeah, we were in shape. But, I mean, nobody was running around going, that's right, I am a tactical operator. We didn't even have the term in the 80s. So, I like that dose of reality. And plus,
We've gotten more feedback from that video, more positive feedback from that video. Man, that video really hit a nerve. I was blown away by the response we've got.
We have to segue from being tactical to being tacticruel, because we have to start throwing that tactic into it. Bring the young, in shape people here, and they'll look awfully good in the coffin. Larry, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch. You stay safe, sir.
All right, Bill. Yeah, good one. I'll talk to you later.
All right. 22 hours from now, we will do this again. My guess is that tomorrow will be Texas Law Shield. And I want you to remember this very carefully. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.